Okay, so the question is, can someone teach someone else to hear the Holy Spirit? And what we just said was that perhaps the best way to answer this question is to first realize that no one hears anything unless they come to a saving knowledge of the gospel. So perhaps if we look at how to come to a saving knowledge of the gospel, we will have our answer concerning this question. So I want to take a look starting in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and I just want to show you that every member of the Godhead is involved in this operation here, okay, and man has no entrance here. So that's what's going to be shown when we go through these verses. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 and 14. So somebody kind of read that. It's on the left. Abba, why don't you be the reader and do that?
Okay. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay, so you see that you're told that you were chosen to salvation, and it's through what? Through sanctification, or the setting aside of the Spirit and belief of the truth. It's the Spirit that imparts that faith, okay? The Spirit is the one that acts first. Now, that's very interesting. When you consider redemption, God works the same way that he did when restoring the ruined physical creation. Come over to Genesis chapter 1. I'm going to put that on the right. Genesis chapter 1. Read verses 1 and 2.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
God created the heavens and the earth in verse 1, and then something happened in verse 2, which caused the earth to be without form, and there was darkness upon the face of the deep. Darkness is something that is always foreign to God, okay? In 1 John chapter 1, okay, 1 John chapter 1, what do you have in verse, what are you reading verse 5 on the left, Abba?
This then is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all.
So if God is light and there's no darkness in him, then something else caused that darkness in verse 2, didn't it? Absolutely. Right. And we know, of course, that that was the fall of Satan at that point. Okay, now, who is the first, you know, when you see in verse 3, God said, or actually in verse 2, who's the first person of the Godhead that takes action? Isn't it the Spirit of God? Doesn't it say he moved upon the face of the waters?
Right.
So the Spirit acts first. It's kind of like when in redemption, that's called, he starts to separate our spirit to himself. And then something happens in verse 3. What is that in verse 3 on the right in Genesis?
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
God the Father speaks and says, let there be light. And there was light. What was that light? Huh? Well, come over to 2 Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 8, chapter 4, and what do we read in verse 6? On the left.
God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Well, literally face to face with Jesus Christ. So you see that that light of the gospel is Christ. Paul is saying in verse 6, God, for God who commanded the light to shine, he's taking you back to Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, where you have that command, don't you? In verse 3, God said, let there be light. And you see that Christ is that light in Genesis 1, 3, because the stars don't, the heavenly lights don't get created until day 4, right? That's, if you look at verses 14 through 18 in chapter 1 of Genesis, you see that they were created on day 4, verses 14 to 19. Okay, so the light in verse 3, again, is Christ. And Paul is saying, just like he was the light in the physical creation, he's the light of the gospel that shines in the sinner's heart. So you have the parallel there. Just like there was darkness upon the face of the deep, there's darkness in the sinner's heart. And until the Spirit moves, like it did in the original physical creation, he starts that setting aside, that sanctifying work, 2 Thessalonians 2:13, and the result is we come to faith, because God commands then that light, his Son, to shine, and for the first time we see it. Okay? We see it, and we believe. Okay? That's how precious it is. All right? So, God the Spirit moves first. Then once the darkness is removed, withdrawn, the God commands the light of the gospel to shine, Christ, and we see it. We see that glorious redemption, okay, for the first time. And just like God said it was good in the original light at the creation, so is good here. That's the first thing the sinner can say is good. He sees the Christ displayed in the glory of that redemption, okay? And so, that's the way you have it, okay? There is no, man has nothing to do with this, okay? It's the operation of every member of the Godhead from start to finish, okay? And there's your answer. So, I'm going to stop the recording right now, so you...